The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, feeling independent this month of July and really happy to have my sidekick back.
Well, thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Also great to have you back, here in the studio.
I know. It's so good to be back here. Gosh. I missed everybody.
I know it. And we've both been dealing with aging parents. Boy, what a challenge.
It's such a challenge.
It is really, really, it has been really hard. But how did you like flying solo last week?
I hated it.
You did? Did you miss me? You missed me.
I totally, it was so lonely. I mean, it was just like, no offense, Jenna, this is our producer. I do adore her, but it's not like having my sidekick. So I was lonely.
I know, and I missed you a lot. And this radio show has become such a big part of our life. And, of course, I was out of town, and I did think about you every minute. I looked at my watch, and I thought about you every minute.
Oh, well, I made it through. That's the main thing. And wasn't our meetup last week, wasn't that a blast? And such sharp women. I was impressed.
I was too. And, you know, they came with all different reasons. Some people had just moved here and they wanted to meet new friends. Other people had businesses that they wanted to talk about or hand out their business card. I thought it was very impressive. And, of course, we had 62 new people sign up last week.
Because
as members.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, more and more fabulous women are joining us, and that just makes everything more fun. So in July, we are talking about independence, and there are so many different kinds of independence. Okay, Jean Bean, in what ways do you personally want to be independent in your life?
Well, I want to be independent financially. Well, I'd say financially, but I do have my own bank account, I invest my money as being an, I feel like I'm a very independent woman, even though I've been married for 51 years. And also, you know, we're talking about sex today and sexual independence. We're going to talk about that with our interview. And I feel like that is really important. I feel like I'm sexually independent.
Yeah, and I think that really helps contribute to a relationship because I think historically we would turn to our husbands for a lot of the happiness that we should have come to ourselves and figured out ourselves. And it was also, I mean, it takes the pressure off of him. It's being a good partner in some ways.
Yes, it does. And as somebody said to me the other night, that's why you've been married for 51 years.
Yeah, well. So. I don't think I'll make it that long because, but I could try.
Well, you're only 30.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and we have our dirty little secrets, all you need to know about whatever topic it is, and we have people out gathering these up during the week, and so later in our show, we are going to talk about whether it is better to plan for a sexual encounter or to be spontaneous. Is spontaneous passion better? That's the question.
Yes, and we're also going to talk about our aging bodies. It's for women, you know, for sex after 50. Does your aging body bother you when you're thinking about having sex?
I know we're not supposed to answer these. Like you said yes before, you weren't supposed to say yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to say anything. And then how to flirt better. So that does not include, as I read, pulling up your shirt. And that worked so well for me for years. I don't know what the deal is.
Now, we got to explain this because I saw you do that once years ago, and you do it for a shock factor.
It is shocking.
And it's shocking, but you do have on a bra, and your bra was like a swimsuit top. So we don't want people to think you're jerking up your top and your bare boobs are there.
Right. No, no bare boobs. Right. So it would be like, I think it's just the shock of someone doing it, even though I was more covered. I was more covered up than when I have.
You got attention at the bar.
I didn't. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think we better move on. What about our Snoop and Scoop interview?
Oh, our Snoop and Scoop interview. We have Teresa Philbin from Touch Boutique in Eden Prairie, and it's a luxury lingerie and intimate accessory store. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Is that like adult toys?
That is correct. She does have those.
And did you know there were four different kinds of orgasms?
I did not know that, but it sounds interesting.
Oh, can we talk about that with Teresa?
No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not talking about that with her, but we're going to talk about a lot of other things. We're going to go into a lot of things. And we will talk about orgasms.
Okay. Don't forget to sign up for our July drawings. Who will win our great prizes by just signing up on our website? It's a mystery.
And go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and check out our latest blogs. And there's all kinds of good information, you guys, on our website. So go there and check everything out and sign up for all of our July's fabulous drawings there.
Okay, so our dirty little secrets. The first one, is it better to plan for sex, or is it better to just be in the heat of the moment? What would you say?
I would say, I used to say to my husband, it's like we should be more spontaneous. So I would say maybe you should be spontaneous.
No, you are wrong. Once again.
Once again.
Okay. No, it's like when you first start dating, you plan a seduction, you want things to be romantic. And so as you go into a relationship and you've been married a long time, to plan an evening of intimacy and being close is very important. And you light candles and it's all, So it's like plan an evening and kind of work into it. And
well, and that's probably what they always did, what we always did. We just didn't think it was planned. We always thought it was spontaneous when it really wasn't. Well, also, what do you think about, our aging bodies as we're growing older? It's like so, older adults, they get embarrassed about, because they've got more wrinkles and they can't perform like they used to. And it's really, it really kind of holds them back. But it's back exactly what we've talked about and what we always talk about with our members with Aging But Dangerous is to have a good attitude and to be positive. And a positive attitude and open mind can go a long way towards improving your sex life as you age. And it's just so important to feel good about yourself and know that have the confidence and the honesty, and that can be very sexy and appealing to your mate.
Well, that's when I get I can't I want to have a body of a 20-year-old. All right, flirting is a tough thing for a single person. So Marnie Kinry, who is a dating expert, says if you're in some place and you see someone that might appeal to you, you make eye contact with them and you hold it for about 3 seconds, and then you give them a big smile. And then if you're feeling comfortable as the evening goes on, or right then, whenever, you go over and you approach them and you talk to them. And then if you're talking to them and you're really enjoying it, it's important to very lightly and briefly touch their hand.
I like that.
So, yes. And I love there are like 52 ways that scientists said, and one of them is like touching your breast is a way to flirt. Yeah, okay, that's a really good one. I'm going to like be in a bar and touch my breast. I don't think so. Kind of reminds me of Mae West. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better. You're listening to Jean and Suzanne and Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And you know, Marlena Dietrich said, in America, sex is an obsession. In other parts of the world, it's a fact. So I want to know some of these facts. I mean, I want to know why we're obsessed with sex and everyone is so paranoid or something. They have some genealogical thing that's missing.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We have with us today, our guest is Teresa Philbin, who owns Touch, a luxury lingerie and intimate accessory store in Eden Prairie. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Hello, ladies.
We would love to know about your store and a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been a nurse for about 24 years, and about 5 years ago, some girlfriends asked me basically to open up a women-friendly, women-focused intimacy store because they really felt that most were geared towards how men shop. Mm-hmm. And they wanted a one-stop shop for everything to make them feel good and in result from that, having a good relationship with their partners.
That's great. And we've been talking about on this show today about being independent and how can we take care of our own sexuality and be independent, whether we're single or married.
Well, the good thing is that all of the studies are showing that it's a very healthful situation. So if you choose to pursue intimacy or sexual satisfaction on an independent solo level, there are many, many, many choices out there that can fulfill those needs. And taking charge of your own sexuality is really, really important because it is part of taking care of the full person that you are. The last studies out of the Kinsey Institute in Indiana showed that having an orgasm 3 times a week provides maximum physical and mental benefits, whether that is with a partner or by yourself. So in terms of taking true responsibility or care of yourself, it doesn't need to be with somebody else. It can be incredibly independent.
Well, I think that's so important, too, because a lot of people think that that is just with a partner. They don't realize that it's the same thing with a vibrator or with taking care of yourself.
Oh, very much so.
And having that orgasm.
Very much so.
Do you think using a vibrator is normal? Has that become more normal than what it used to be?
Oh, very much so. You can definitely trace that back to Sex and the City and the mm-hmm. whole rabbit obsession
yes.
That they had yeah. and spoke about. It's become very much more the mainstream. And depending upon age groups, et cetera, it's definitely more considered normal than others. But in all age groups, it has become very acceptable. The barriers have definitely dropped. People feel way more comfortable about going and pursuing something that's healthy and that it's not dirty. It's not wrong. It's actually a very normal part of who we are.
And that's so funny because I remember when Sex and the City came out and I had no idea what they were talking about when they talked about the rabbit. And I was with one of my little teenage friends that was 18. And I said, what are they talking about? And, of course, she knew. And I even asked Suzanne about it, I think. It was so funny. I had no idea.
I happen to own a
yeah,
rabbit.
She had one.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Teresa, do you educate your customers on their body and what to do physically? Because that is so important, I think.
Yes, we do. When the customers come in, a lot of times when they're looking to buy an item, part of it is understanding what their body responds to. Couple things. 80% of women are only externally responsive, meaning they only have an orgasm with external stimulation. Only about 20% can have an orgasm through standard penetration. So a lot of it is educating people about how they are responsive, what they're looking for. I always say that nobody should know your body better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to really be equal with your partner is to be able to tell that individual what you like, what works for you, what doesn't. We do a lot of education as to where the G-spot's located because it seems to be a great mystery out there. Dr. Oz did a whole thing about the Siberia of information regarding the G-spot. So we do a lot of information about where things are located. You know, men come in and want the keys to the kingdom, and usually what they're talking about is finding the G-spot. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of that body education about where things are located. Why is someone responsive versus someone is not responsive? And then what items that they can choose to select that really will help them mm-hmm. and kind of enhance what they're already doing.
Mm-hmm. How do they do that, Teresa? Do they make an appointment with you at the store, or how do they?
Nope, you just walk in. The employees, there's me, and then there's two other employees. And part of working there is getting the information and getting educated and mm-hmm. being able to provide that information to other people. We're also big fans of saying, I don't know, but I'll certainly find out. Because mm-hmm. I believe that the biggest thing is to be willing to say, you know, this is a journey that you're starting on and we can help you. And if at any point it seems as though we don't have the answer, we will certainly pursue it for you so that mm-hmm. it helps your information journey. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about your lingerie. I know you said like more than half of your story is lingerie, and I know you have some strong feelings about lingerie and sex. And
I do. The biggest thing is with lingerie is every different line fits very differently. So if you don't see it sold on my website, that is why. I encourage absolutely everybody to come in, put their hands on the lingerie, try on the different lines, and see what makes them feel good. Because if it makes them feel good, then they feel more attractive and more interested in being with their partners.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is so important. I was telling her, Suzanne, that since I've come to Minnesota, I sleep in a T-shirt.
Well, that's course, pretty sexy.
I know. Well, I know a lot of people that sleep in T-shirts. And sleep. Look at your pajamas.
I have
your
cute.
Cow pajamas.
Well, they're cute.
But do they make you feel good?
They're utterly fabulous.
Yeah. but that is true. But of course, you know, I've been married 51 years. I bring out a sexy lingerie. My husband, I don't know what would happen. But I do
probably
know.
A stroke.
Yeah, I do know that's, you know, that is true. And
it is very true. The other thing is if you don't have a partner, putting on lingerie is not necessarily for someone else. A lot of times putting on lingerie or really beautiful sleepwear or a special bra and panty set is about making you feel good, not about doing it for someone else. There was a lovely photojournalist that was covering a lot of different wars and stuff, and she always wore La Perla underwear, always.
Oh.
Very fancy,
expensive
French underwear. And she said it was a way to maintain her femininity in an area that stripped all of that away from her. And so I thought that was fairly indicative of how we really as women should approach that. If it makes us feel good, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter who sees it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us.
Mm-hmm. And just for our listeners, tell them how expensive that underwear is.
Oh, gosh. The underwear alone is probably $145.
Yeah,
the bras are $350, you know, plus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's expensive.
But like you said, mm-hmm. you know, feeling good.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit again about the health benefits of having an orgasm and how many times a week should you have one?
Well, the studies say, because people always come in, usually couples coming in saying, how often should we be having sex per week? And it's not how often. What it is maximum benefits come from an orgasm 3 times a week, meaning physical, emotional benefits. Physically benefits you and emotionally benefits you by stress reduction.
Teresa, can you give us your website real quick?
touch-boutique.com.
And coming up, we're going to have more with Teresa Philbin and toys to relax, satisfy, and stimulate you on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. So don't leave now.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Hysterectomy is a common gynecologic procedure which involves the removal of the uterus. Reasons for hysterectomies include abnormal bleeding, fibroids, uterine prolapse, as well as cervical and uterine cancer. Traditional hysterectomies involve opening the abdomen in a fashion similar to cesarean and removing the uterus. Also, hysterectomies can be done by the vagina. The newer forms of hysterectomy include laparoscopic and robotic forms. These techniques involve making small incisions, allowing women to have very short stays in the hospital and shorter recoveries. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adephrus and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We are back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And if you have just tuned in, we have Teresa Philbin, who's the owner of Touch, a luxury lingerie. I love to say that. I love the L's. An intimate accessories store in Eden Prairie. And, you know, Teresa, every women's health magazine that I get has an article about sex or sexuality in it. So people are so interested in sex. It's like this huge thing. And so is this a trend that are we just letting go of some of our hang-ups back from the old days? And are we talking more openly? Are we just hornier walking around? We're all walking around horny. What is going on in our society?
I think it's the trend. I really do think that as baby boomers, this big group has gotten older. They're not interested in doing what their parents did and rolling over and not being young anymore and not still living their life to the fullest. They're not willing to give it up, and nor should they. And with the advent of Viagra and bioidentical hormones and a lot of other stuff, people can stay sexual and, you know, young and frisky a lot longer. And they should. I mean, it keeps you young, it keeps you connected, and all of that. So, no, I think that this is very much the beginning of something that's going to be, you know, forever and a day on.
And it just seems like it's so cyclical about feeling better. You feel better, so you live longer, and you're healthier because I know we started talking on the break a little bit about how that having an orgasm helps you with female incontinence.
Oh, very much
so. And I don't want to get too, we're going to have you back and talk about that. I don't want to get too into that. But I mean, how many women are out there that are incontinent? Mm-hmm. And excuse me, the medicine is I have to have an orgasm. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a win-win. I love Mae West, and I love this thing she said about good sex is like bridge. If you don't have a good partner, you'd better have a good hand.
Yes.
That's great.
That is fabulous, yeah.
And, you know, the word masturbate when I was growing up was just like, ah! And, of course, being Bates, it was what called son Master Bates. It's like, and I had went into shock for about 3 years. Anyway, so can you say masturbate without it being, I mean, is that losing its stigma?
Oh, I think so. I think a lot of the words are losing their stigma that way. You know, masturbate, orgasm, a lot of stuff doesn't make people cringe quite as much as it used to because they're hearing it more. Mm-hmm. They're hearing it on television. They're hearing it on the radio. You know, they're hearing it as part of regular conversations. People are becoming very clinical and open. So, I think the cringe factor is definitely decreasing.
Oh, good, because I think it's really important that we get out and we talk about these things. And
oh, yeah.
It's not in the closet anymore. I mean, I shouldn't say everybody has sex, but it's a part of life.
Teresa, you were saying when we were talking about the three things that make a good, I forget what it was, a good book. Survival box, yes.
That
tell
you should
them.
Have under your bed. Women should have under their bed a good lubricant, a good vibrator, and some good erotica.
Okay. All right. So I know we've got 30 seconds, but lubricants. I mean, that's a whole.
Oh yeah.
We just have to come and see you. People should. Yes. Anyone who wants to know about lubricants, go to Touch. Go out there, meet Teresa, and because that is a very personalized. I know when I went in to buy lubricant, I was shocked at my options and why.
Yes, it's very, very personal, and yes, having somebody talk you through it is the best thing.
Okay. Teresa, can you give us your website again?
It's touch-boutique.com.
And you're in Eden Prairie.
We are in Eden Prairie, yes.
That's okay. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. It's been very, very interesting, and we will have you back.
And you're a doll.
Thank you, ladies. You're wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Just a reminder, everyone, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Now, Suzanne, everywhere I go, I talk about higher brain living.
I know.
The other night at the restaurant, I was started telling the waitress about how it has changed my life. And I just want people to know that this is not a woo-woo thing. You have some woo-woo experiences, but it's built really built on scientific research.
It's now, very practical in your
very
life,
very practical.
Isn't it?
And you know what I mean by woo. Woo, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay, I think everybody does.
But it's more woo.
Yeah, right. But they teach you how to go to the higher brain through touch and breathing. And you go from your lower brain, which is fear, stress, anxiety, and wanting to run away, to the higher brain, which is peace, excitement, loving life. It is so fabulous. And what's so great is that they have these free seminars in Hudson, Wayzata, Minneapolis. And you can go to our website, and they're free. You can go to our website and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living and sign up for one of their free seminars. And when you see it, you will really understand what's going on.
Well, we're going to go to one. I want to go to one. Then we'll announce it. We'll get a whole bunch of people to do that. All right. And don't forget to register for you and two of your friends. And if you don't have two friends, we'll loan some of ours.
Yes.
And us for lunch at Barker's Bar and Grill in Hudson, Wisconsin. That's one of our giveaways. And it is one of my personally favorite places. I've only eaten there a million times. They have the most fabulous French fries. Oh, you just salivate?
Yeah,
so anyway, go online and sign up for that.
And we are also giving away a design consultation this month with Laura Bischoff of Metropolis Design. And she is a very, very well-known designer in the Minneapolis design community. This is an amazing drawing prize, and the value is about $125.
Right, she's a heavy hitter, and I had to threaten her to get her to do this. But she's my designer, so she owes me.
Yeah.
All right, and then our swarm.
Our swarm is going to be on July 18th at the Women's Club. It's named Hitting the Sheets After 50, and it's going to be in female sexuality. It's from 6 to 8, and our sponsors, Adefris and Toppin, are going to be there, and we're going to have questions and answers
sex. And explain that the questions will be anonymous. I mean, I have a lot of things that I would really like to ask, and so I think that it's, but I don't want to ask my doctor because I'm a single female and I don't want her to think I'm promiscuous because I'm not promiscuous. But, you
know,
but it's just, but anyway, this is a great opportunity for married and single women. Also go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. You will immediately feel more sexually independent. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. You know, Betty Friedan said, no woman gets an orgasm from shining the kitchen floor. It's food for thought.
I love that one.
This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates in Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and sexually challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.